At the moment, Higashi Osaka is in the spotlight. It is the stage for the manufacturing town in the current drama Mai Agaren, or Fly High, broadcast on NHK, set in the Goto Islands of Nagasaki Prefecture. It is also known as Rugby Town, with its Hanazono Rugby Ground, the mecca of rugby in Japan. The Association for the Promotion of Manufacturing in Higashi Osaka, along with businesses in the surrounding areas, are working to promote a new type of sightseeing focused around the manufacturing in the area, matching the history, culture, and geography of Higashi Osaka. According to the internet, 5,000 to 6,000 students on field trips visit Higashi Osaka every year and are welcomed by over 90 manufacturing companies in the area. There is a new theme on the official Higashi Osaka tourism website named 8 Spots, which introduces 8 scenic places for people who aren't familiar with Higashi Osaka, or for those who want to enjoy the area even more. Those are places of nostalgia, holiness, culture, festivals, mini Osaka, craftsmanship, Mount Ikoma, and scenery. I'd like to talk about the culture spot, which has a long-standing connection to this school. Winner of the Naoki Prize for Literature, Shibaryo Taro, and winner of the Akutagawa Prize for Literature, Tanabe Seiko, both loved and have their literary roots in Higashi Osaka. Shibaryo Taro also chose Higashi Osaka as his final place of residence before his death in 1996. Tanabe Seiko studied literature at Shōin Women's University in Higashi Osaka, formerly known as Shōin Women's Vocational College. I wonder what it was about Higashi Osaka that fascinated such literary masters. By all means, give a passing thought to the various literary works and come and experience the cultural wonders of Higashi Osaka. In honour of Tanabe Seiko, the Tanabe Seiko Literature Hall was opened at Shōin in 2007 on the 90th anniversary of the school's foundation. In one corner of the school she loved, there is a recreation of her home library and a Kamoka bar dedicated to the main character, Kamoka, of one of her famous novels, along with an exhibition of various items she loved. It also has copies of the drafts of her famous works, as well as works and photographs of lectures she gave before she was famous. The Literature Hall has received many visitors since its opening, and I hope it continues to thrive as one of the many attractions of Higashi Osaka.